It's always a privilege to welcome each of you to Brigham Young University on behalf of President Cecil Samuelson, our faculty, our administration, our staff, and our students. The Law and Religion Symposium, hosted by the J. Reuben Clark Law School, is one of the signature events of our campus community. We hold such an event because of our heritage of concern and interest in religious liberty. As a people, we are committed to religious opportunity and religious freedom. And we're willing to defend it, and we're willing to discuss it. We are grateful to have each of you here. I was interested in the title of the symposium this year, Connecting Communities of Discourse, How the Judiciary, Academia, Government, and International Institutions Further the Work of Religious Freedom. I wanted to say first that probably only those in academia could have thought up such a long title. And maybe that's our contribution to the discourse. But without these four elements working together for the benefit of individuals who want to exercise their faith, it would be a sad circumstance for many of the citizens of our nations around the world. Without the dialogue, the research, the questioning, the protections, the interests provided by each of these four institutions, it would be difficult for people of faith to worship and to serve. And so we're grateful that each of you are here. You represent these four areas of discourse, and we are very pleased that you've taken time from your schedules and from your assignments to come and participate in the dialogue here in our symposium this week. I would also like to welcome those who will be speaking this evening. Anastasia Crickley, who is the chairperson of the European Union Fundamental Rights Agency, and Pius Nkonzo-Langa, the Chief Justice of the South Africa Constitutional Court. It is the credentials and the experience that you bring with you that makes the Law and Religion Symposium so successful and so important. And so again, on behalf of all of us here at BYU, we welcome you, we honor your work in religious freedom, we're grateful to have you with us, and we hope and are assured that you will have a very engaging dialogue during the symposium this week. Thank you.